This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Union Cabinet approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme Modified Udaan for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36 with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media on Cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified Udaan scheme, essentially Udaan 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
Mr. Vaishnav informed that the Cabinet also approved a 5-year extension of the Immigration Visa Foreigners Registration and Tracking Scheme from 1st April 2026 till March 2031 with an outlay of 1,800 crore rupees. The Cabinet has also approved India's climate plan for 2031-35, enhancing Paris Agreement goals. India has committed to reduce emissions intensity of its GDP by 47% by 2035 from 2005 level. Government convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi last evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, Rajiv Ranjan Singh and other leaders. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju thanked members of all parties who participated, stating that all questions and concerns raised by opposition leaders were addressed by the government. He added that all opposition parties have assured their support for the government and the measures it takes in response to the current situation. The government said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held yesterday. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the last 24 hours, 50 Indian seafarers have been repatriated and brought back to India. BJP released another list of 19 candidates for the upcoming West Bengal Assembly elections. Among the most notable names, Ratna Debnath, mother of the victim in the Arjikar Medical College and Hospital case, has been fielded from the Paniati Assembly constituency in North 24 Parganas. According to the newly released list, Ratindra Nath Bose has been fielded from Kuch Bihar Dakshin Assembly constituency. Dr. Sankar Gujarat will contest from Medinipur and Biplab Mandal from Howrah Madhya Assembly constituency. In Kerala, last date for withdrawing nominations for the assembly elections is today. Meanwhile, the campaign for the Assam assembly elections has intensified following the completion of nomination scrutiny on Tuesday. Election campaigning has also been intensified in Puducherry with prominent leaders stepping up outreach across constituencies. The Enforcement Directorate has provisionally attached properties worth about 1,700 crore rupees in the Mahadev online betting case. In a statement, the Raipur Zonal Office of the ED today said the action was taken under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The agency has attached 18 immovable properties in Dubai and two in New Delhi, including luxury villas and apartments in Dubai Hills Estate, Business Bay, SLS Hotel and Residences and Burj Khalifa. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami. In a message, President Murmu said that the epic life of Lord Ram guides us to follow the path of truth, justice and virtue for a meaningful life. She added that his life motivates us to discharge duties towards society, while the ideals of his life are the foundation of our culture and we should strive to live by them. In South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-20 Championship, India's men's team will begin their campaign with a high-voltage clash against Pakistan in Malé today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.